There have been some really big events happening in the news recently that have generated a lot of feedback, and by God, we need to talk about it.
All that after this. What's up, Jeff?
Oh, hey, Matt. How you doing?
Well, I didn't see you there. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name's Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Welcome back to the cast. Jeff, I forgot how to open the show because...
Because I wasn't there.
Because you weren't here, even though we opened it that way without you. I just forgot how this works.
You were so excited.
I was. I'm very excited to have you back, man. We missed you on Daredevil, and we're going to do a big Daredevil feedback episode next week. But this week, we're talking regular feedback and just kind of catching up on some feedback that we have. And a little bit of news will be mixed in there. Big news was they canceled both Iron Fist and Luke Cage.
Yeah, it was really crazy that they canceled Luke Cage on the day, or they announced that they canceled Luke Cage on the day that Daredevil Season 3 came out. So now everybody's just kind of holding their breath, waiting for the other shoe to drop, and then, you know, there goes Daredevil. And, you know, we've still got Punisher and we've still got Jessica Jones in production, but, like... How long are we going to get these?
I will be legitimately angry if they cancel Daredevil. Like angry, unless they tell me when they cancel it, they're bringing it back on Disney's streaming service or something. But I can't imagine. I imagine Netflix like has a contingency plan, but I can't imagine they like wrote into their contract they could take Daredevil whenever they want to. Like I have to think that Netflix has some rights over the show of Daredevil at least. And I loved Daredevil. Daredevil Season 3 was amazing.
Yeah, Daredevil Season 3 was some of the best TV, period. Yeah,
it really was. It is amazing. We did a big, long thing to cover it the last couple weeks, so go check out our episodes on Daredevil Season 3. But we both loved it. And Alyssa covered a lot of Season 3 with me, and she loved it too. So,
yep, that's what I heard. That's what I hear.
You guys should absolutely check it out.
I listened to a couple of your episodes so that I could see what you guys had to say about some important things.
Yeah. Did you hear about our nickname for Bullseye?
Bounce Devil.
Yeah, Bounce Devil.
Yeah, boy. I've been using that at work to discuss it.
I love that the people on there's a few of the feedbacks we got for Daredevil that we're going to cover next week that were just like using Bounce Devil, but not even like talking about the joke of us calling it Bounce Devil, but just you saying Bounce Devil. I think Bounce Devil will do this or whatever. And I'm like, that's amazing. They're just adopting it. Everyone's adopting Bounce Devil. Alyssa's
just his name.
Both proud and ashamed of that. All right, let's get to some feedback, man.
Yeah, man. So most of the feedback is about the big news things, specifically mostly the cancellations, like Nathaniel Muzzy on Facebook saying, RIP Luke Cage. Maybe Heroes for Hire will happen?
I think that's a very possible outcome. What do you think?
I think that may be exactly where they're going. Because Iron Fist and Luke Cage, you know, aside from some dark concepts, or not necessarily concepts, but some dark moments, like especially, you know, burning a guy alive and shooting everybody in a restaurant for Luke Cage.
Yeah.
They're mostly pretty lighthearted, especially when they're together. They're pretty lighthearted. So I think that if they took those two, put them into a show together called Heroes for Hire, and stuck that on the Disney streaming service, that would be a lot more accessible for a younger crowd.
Hmm.
And maybe some of the people who, you know, want something that's not quite as serious as Daredevil.
Right. I don't know that I want that. And I don't think of Luke Cage as very light. I think of it as pretty heavy. I think that for the most part, Iron Fist is. I think you're right about that. But every one of the other shows is pretty dark.
Well, if you look at that that episode of Luke Cage Season 2, Episode 10, where Danny Rand came in, that was one of the most lighthearted and fun episodes of the season.
Yeah,
and that was
true.
The best interpretation of Danny Rand that we've seen to date.
Yeah, I think all that's true. But I... Yeah, I like the darkness. I'm okay with the darkness. I think there's enough of a balance of fun on those shows, but But I do think it is very possible they will start Heroes for Hire, and I do think it will probably be on the streaming service.
I really want that to happen. I want there to be a sister show in Daughters of the Dragon.
Me too. As soon as this cancellations happened, that was my immediate thought. Okay, Disney is getting rid of the dead weight over at Netflix that they don't really like anyway, and they're going to start a Daughters of the Dragon and a Heroes for Hire show on the Disney streaming service, which will drive everyone that likes these shows to get the streaming service, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they're already doing the Loki and Scarlet Witch shows over there.
That's insane! It's so insane! I know we've talked about it before, but it's insane! I'm so excited! have we talked about those, right? Yeah.
We've talked about it a little bit.
It's crazy. I can't believe it.
Thanos hit us up on Twitter about the show, saying, what's happening? They all are going to dust after the snappening.
And talking about the cancellation. They're all going to dust in a very different way, but yes, they are.
Yeah, that's roughly half are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because Defenders won't be coming back if, you know,
we don't know
if those two are gone. It's unlikely that Defenders is coming back.
We don't know. I mean, they could do a different team, or even if they started, you know, Heroes for Hire show, or even if they don't, even if Luke Cage and Iron Fist don't have their own shows, they could like wrap up their storylines in a Defenders or something like that. They could do something with it.
Yeah, they could, but it's less likely now. Sure. So Defenders and Luke Cage and Iron Fist are out. We've still got Punisher. We've still got Daredevil. We've still got Jessica Jones. It's a straight half.
It's also possible that Defenders was... They said that Defenders never was necessarily going to have a second season. So
yeah, it was always supposed to be just a miniseries.
Right. It's possible they'll just do another miniseries with the other heroes that are going to be around or whatever.
I need Marvel Knights.
Yes,
I need agree. Marvel Knights.
I think a Marvel Knights would be a perfect way to do, like a Daredevil, like just, I'd love to see just a Daredevil Punisher series where they go and do Marvel Knights and maybe throw in a few other heroes in there.
God, give me mother effing Mark Spector. I need Moon Knight in this universe. Oh my God.
Yeah, I agree. This would be the way to do Moon Knight. It could be really great.
Ugh. And then, like, if we can get Robbie Reyes Ghost Rider from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to come over.
Yes.
Woo! You want to talk about a good freaking series.
That would be really good.
That would be really rad. Anyway, Nathaniel Muzzy sent us on Facebook. I hate to say it, but if the Avengers films happen, quote, in real time, unquote, and the snapshot was late last spring, Daredevil Season 2 breaks the timeline. Midterm elections don't happen every year.
Yeah, I don't know if we don't know at what point in the universe this Daredevil episode happens. This could be post them restoring things. This could, we just don't know.
Does he mean Daredevil season 3? Talking about the midterm election for the district attorney?
I'm assuming, yeah.
Okay. Because I was like, season 2 didn't have any elections in it. It had Frank Castle killing people.
Right, yeah. No, he means 3. I think that I don't know. They don't do a very good job with the timeline these days. And I'm not too upset at that. Also, midterms could be different in this universe. I know it's not the Marvel way. It's supposed to be happening kind of in our universe, in our world, but...
Yeah.
Something could be... I mean, we don't have mutants or whatever. We don't have superheroes in this universe either. They could just have, like... They could have every year midterms. Who knows?
I don't think that's how anything works anywhere, but okay.
I'm just saying.
Sherman Smith hit us up on Facebook, said, with the cancellation of Iron Fist and now Luke Cage, I think Marvel's phasing out their Netflix shows for the Disney streaming service. Now, that seems to be the general consensus, is that they're phasing them out so that they can put them on Disney streaming service, either in their own, their current look, or a different show.
Right. Yeah, I just don't want Daredevil to change.
Leave it alone.
This was maybe one of my favorite things of television, just period. Like, I loved Daredevil. It had all the gravitas and drama and, like, quality of like golden age of television stuff, but also had all the fun of being like a, just a really good superhero story.
Yeah, after, man, after watching Daredevil season 3, I went back and, you know, went back to my regularly scheduled programming, the things that I'm trying to catch up on, like, I don't want to name any names like Supergirl, but also, I watched a couple of episodes of The Gifted so far, Gifted season 2.
Oh yeah, how is it? I still haven't seen any of The Gifted.
The Gifted season 1 was pretty good, and season 2 is not worse than that. However, after watching Daredevil season 3, The Gifted has been tainted and is now garbage television.
No, yeah.
It's not as good as Daredevil, and I keep having this thing of like, God, I don't even want to watch this. It's not as good.
You know, there's only so much time in the world, and I'm finally just at a point in my TV viewing habits that I'm like, I just have to make some decisions. Like, I have to decide, like, this is not a show I'm willing to put a lot of time into. If I find myself doing a bunch of computer work and I can throw some show on in the background, like I might, but I really am trying to only watch things I care about.
Yeah. Well, like, I care about The Gifted, and the wife likes Supergirl, and it just makes me sigh really hard, but Supergirl's always been like that. But The Gifted has always been, you know, pretty good. You know, I wanted to say Mox, because it's Marvel, Fox, Mox.
Right. Anyway,
for the Fox, you know, mutant-verse stuff, like, The Gifted was all right. But now, after having watched Daredevil, it just doesn't live up to anything. And I don't know that that's necessarily because The Gifted isn't good, or if it's just that Daredevil is that good, and I'm holding up TV to this like impossible standard now.
Yeah, I think you are, but I think there's nothing wrong with that. There is so much good TV these days that I'm really, you know. Just love. There's so much good stuff that it's hard to watch the crappy stuff, or even the you know, not so great stuff. You know what was great this week, by the way?
What? Tell me.
Walking Dead.
Was it?
They had, I guess, light spoiler alert. I'm only going to talk about things that are on the ads for the show. But if you don't want to hear about the ads for the show, then jump ahead. They had Rick Grimes' final episodes. They've been promoting it all summer. Rick Grimes, final 5 episodes or whatever. And they did his final episodes. They stuck the landing in a way I did not expect was possible. I like the show, okay, but they have a lot of filler, shitty episodes. And the last 5 episodes for Rick were great. The last season ended really well, and then the last 5 episodes were great. And the way he exits the show is amazing. Like, his final episode is great. I left it like having more excitement for that show than I've probably ever had. or as much as I've had since like season 1. Like, I loved, or season 2. Season 2 I really enjoyed too, but then like it kind of had a big trough of just kind of eh. Like it has really great episodes and really shitty episodes. These last 5 episodes for Rick were amazing. Really, really good television. And the last one was particularly great.
Yeah, most of the articles that I've been seeing come through my my feed have been like, Walking Dead episode is at series low ratings. Like,
yeah, the ratings have been bad ever since they did some really crappy stuff 2 seasons ago. Seasons ago, they did some bonkers, like, I don't know, stuff that was basically just trying to get social media to talk about them instead of trying to tell a good story. Like, it was clear they were doing things that just like, hey, we're gonna do this so we get lots of hits on Twitter. And it really was stupid. Just stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Two major missteps in one season where it was like, they ended on weird cliffhangers that were just like, no. What? No. That's not a way you end television. And I guess they were trying to be experimental, but it felt like experimental for the purpose of just attracting a Twitter conversation instead of trying to tell a story that I care about, anything about. And so they almost lost me during that season, but I stuck with it, and I'm glad I did for this these last few episodes. They've been great.
Right.
Let's
right.
do these last few feedbacks.
Okay, sorry. Jeffrey James hit us up on Facebook, said, my quick thoughts on Iron Fist and Luke Cage cancellations. I think the Netflix/Disney relationship is about over. We'll get Punisher 2 and JJ 3, and that's about it. Unfortunately, Disney has not shown the ability to make TV of this quality in the MCU using other partners. Disney's powers that be don't take the subject matter seriously, as evidenced by the continued use of Disney Channel teen stars who can barely act. Also, Disney is showing little ability whatsoever to go noir. Stylistically, everything except Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that's not Netflix has been WB style. Consider, Daredevil Season 3 is far better than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 5, and The Inhumans is far, far worse than Iron Fist Season 1. I feel really sad about this because I've always liked the Netflix shows as much or more than the movies.
I'm totally with Jeffrey on this. I hope he's not right, but I'm with him that I like the Netflix stuff more than anything else. And it, like, almost as much as the movies, if not more. Like, sitting with Matt Murdock for 13 hours these last few weeks was great. And sometimes a movie, as good as they are, they're so short and they're over, and I'm like, well, I want more. I want to dive deeper into these characters' psyches, and you get that on these Netflix series, and the quality is so high.
Yeah, you really get the to go in depth and really understand the motivations of characters when the writing is good, when it gets bucked up.
Right, and these shows are made for adults.
Yeah.
Like, they're not made for children, which I feel like a lot... as much as I love the movies, and I don't think they're made for children, please don't get me wrong, but they're made with children in mind. And when you watch a season of Daredevil, yeah, like they just make it so that a kid could enjoy it. And I'm not saying that that's bad. And I think there's a great thing for families to be able to watch something together. And but, like, Daredevil is made with me in mind, like me specifically, and I just love it. They think of me. They have a picture of me on their wall, and they try to make a show for me. And I love that.
The writers are sitting around staring at your picture on the wall, like, what would Matt enjoy?
What would Matt do? What would Matthew Carroll like?
WWMCL.
Oh gosh.
So Sherman Smith hit us up on Facebook, said, I'm reading this graphic novel, which is about the Punisher in the War Machine armor. This would be a great adaptation for a movie or Punisher Season 3.
I agree.
That would be so crazy.
I don't think they would ever do it, but I totally agree.
You know, before we get that, though, I want Frankencastle.
What is that?
Frankencastle is basically where Norman Osborn had the Punisher killed because the Punisher was trying to kill Norman Osborn because he's a shitty leader and a shitty person, bad guy. He wanted to kill him, so he got killed first, but he got resurrected as Frankenstein with, like, Frankenstein's immense strength and, you know, extra body parts kind of sewn into himself and whatnot. And he's basically Frankenstein, Frank Castle, and
weird.
Is undead.
that is such a weird story. Is that an Elseworlds sort of story?
No, or that was canon.
Wow.
That was during the Dark Reign time frame.
Weird. Yeah,
that's it. Was so weird.
That is weirder than Sherman's idea of having him in the War Machine armor.
I think having him in the War Machine armor would be dangerous.
Yes, it would. Giving him any more weaponry than he already has access to would be a bad call, probably, but I would really enjoy watching it.
How about this? Recent comics. Frank Castle has the spirit of vengeance inside him, but also he went back in time in order to circumvent Thanos becoming a shitty bad guy, decided to kill Thanos' parents. I think if he didn't kill Thanos' parents, he simply abducted Thanos, was going to kill him, ended up just raising him instead. So then it's a cosmic tale of Punisher with Ghost Rider power, and then passes down the spirit of vengeance to Thanos.
Is that really in recent comics?
That's in recent comics.
That's insane. Yeah. Frank so Castle. Like, there's a lot of... I see the whole, like, would you kill baby Hitler? And then it's like, no, you should probably just try to set him on the right course. Okay, that's an interesting story to tell. But I don't know that Frank Castle is the man to set a man on the right course. Like, I don't know that...
No.
Like, Frank Castle, yes, he only wants to kill the bad men, but he also, I don't know. It's just ethically very questionable.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't trust him to, like, set Thanos on the right path.
Let's see. We have one more from Twitter. Looks like Merry Christmas.
Cool name.
Yeah, this is a good name. Shout out to @MCUcast for introducing me to the Ethics of the MCU podcast, and also for their collaboration episode. It's the superhero convo I always wish someone would have with me.
Oh,
what? Hard eyes emoji, crying emoji.
We are super glad you came to see us. Merry Christmas. So her Twitter name is as a Captain Marvel reference, so... Hopefully she'll be around, because we're going to be covering Captain Marvel in just a few months.
Yeah. God, that's so close.
It is real close. I'm real excited.
You know what's closer than that, though?
Punisher.
Nope.
It is.
It might be.
Was it?
What comes out next month?
What's that?
Season 2 of The Runaways.
Yeah. That's going to be great. Me and Alyssa were just talking about how much we liked Runaways Season 1 and how excited we are, because it popped up on Hulu.
Yep.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
December 21st, all of the episodes drop.
Neat.
Got to go ahead and request time off of work for that.
Oh, they drop all at once?
Hey, yep.
Oh, I didn't know they were doing that.
Yep.
Damn. Okay.
Damn.
Well, that'll be a fun week. I think it's 10 episodes, though, right?
I believe so.
I think it was 13. Last time. Oh, okay.
13.
Okay. Cool. Well, I'm still down. I'm excited. All right, guys. Well, that is all feedback. We're going to be back next week with all of your Daredevil feedback. So if you have any more, feel free to get it in to us in the next couple days, and we'll be doing it next week. We are the Marvel Cinematic Universe Podcast. Hit us up at MCUcast.com, @MCUcast on Twitter, Facebook.com/MCUcast, MCUcast@gmail.com, or call us at 573-CAST-MCU. If you want to find other podcasts from me, I am now just started the Star Trek Universe Podcast, and we would really like it if you would go check that out. Me and David C. Robertson from the DC On Screen Podcast are talking about Star Trek, and we just love Star Trek, and you should too. If you don't, just go download it for me, please. trying to get some attention on iTunes. Go download it and give us 5 stars on all your things, or a thumbs up or whatever. It really helps out. Helps other people find it. But we'll be back very soon. If you want to support the cast, go to patreon.com/MCUcast. Thank you very much. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.